Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If Donald Trump had any shred of honesty and self-respect and self-insight, he'd look into the camera tonight and say to the American people, I have failed you.
Oh, Chuck Schumer. What has he failed on? Okay, well, maybe appointing Dan Bongino. That might be a fail. Dan Bongino quit today. He said he's leaving. I wasn't too crazy about that appointment. Anyway, Frank Mealy is back with us this afternoon. He contributes at Real Clear Politics. He's up there in Montana where there's probably like 30 feet of snow already. Frank, how are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back, even though there's no snow yet.
You don't even have snow, do you? Like, we probably had more snow in St. Louis.
But we've had like 2 weeks of weather above freezing.
Oh,
so
yeah?
It's all gone.
Oh, man. I bet it's still beautiful up there. That's a state I don't think I've ever been there. You know, I could maybe think about it here, Frank, but
You definitely want to come.
Absolutely. All right. Well, first of all, let me ask you, based on what I just played there with Chuck Schumer, what are your expectations for this speech tonight? It kind of came out of nowhere. Seems like the Republicans want to get the president, this administration, kind of focused on some economic messaging. Any expectations that you have for the address tonight? By the way, we're going to air it here on 97.1 FM Talk.
All I can say about that is I hope he does better than Susie Wiles.
Well, that could segue into a nice discussion about that. Frank, what do you think about that? I read the piece. I don't think it's as damaging as some of the, you know, the legacy media wants to indicate, but it's odd from the perspective that she's super shy. She doesn't really do interviews. Brian Kilmeade this afternoon told me, because he knows her a little bit, and she lives down in an area where he owns a home, and he's been trying to get her to do an interview. Well, she told him that, you know, she doesn't like doing them. She did Lara Trump only because the president asked her. So that's kind of hanging in the background. And then we come to find out that she sits down at 11 different occasions during different points throughout this past year with Chris Whipple from Vanity Fair, which is, I think, Frank, you could have given Susie this advice. I could have given her this advice. Vanity Fair's not going to do a fair piece on you. I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, there's lots of speculation, but she has not come out and said, oh, I thought it was for a book to come out after, or, you know, I didn't think it was on the record. So she did it. You know, I'm starting to think maybe that blank look on her face isn't, you know, made up. There might not be as much going on there. And I don't know. It really is bewildering, to put it mildly.
One of the things that they pointed out, and I should have known this, but I don't think I did, is that she had worked for DeSantis, and then when she left DeSantis, it did not end well, right? He kind of threw her under the bus.
Yeah. There's some intra-Florida politics going
right
on there. I don't pretend to understand that. I'm in Montana. But something went, you know, and it's, unfortunately, it's one misstep on top of several other missteps that have happened in the last, you know, couple of months. And it's just getting a little bit, you know, I put it the other day on my column a couple of weeks ago, I am tired of so much winning. Please stop winning, because it doesn't feel like winning.
Yeah, so where do you think that takes us? You sound, you know, we talk on a regular basis. I can hear that you're far less optimistic about this administration than you once were.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate almost every policy decision they're making, but they sell them so badly that I really feel like the midterms are going to be a disaster, and then the impeachment starts, and then that means the last 2 years are lost.
Yeah.
So Trump really needs to learn some restraint. He's got good ideas, but he has no self-restraint whatsoever, and people are tired of him.
I had this fantasy moment today when I was driving into work. And again, when I have moments like this, I know it's not going to happen. But I was thinking, what if Trump goes up there tonight and says, we've had an amazing first year. I'm going to hand this off to J.D. Vance. Godspeed. Now, he's not going to do that, of course. But I thought maybe.
No, I've had similar similar daydreams. So it would definitely make 2028 a lot different.
Yes, it would. All right. Well, let's talk about some healthcare issues, because that's been debated even today. I had Congressman Onder, one of our local members of the House, on. There were a few Republicans from the caucus who are in moderate districts, including Mike Lawler from New York, who gets mentioned a lot, that kind of broke with the Republicans to, you know, call for a vote on the ACA subsidies. Hakeem wants those things extended for 3 more years, even though they were temporary to begin with, and then they were temporary again. They came out of COVID. But Frank Mealy, you have, you think, a better healthcare plan for the American.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
People, would you like to explain it?
Well, I think it's better. Let's start with the idea that nationalized healthcare is not a good idea. I've always said so. But second idea is, politically, you can't get rid of it now. Once an entitlement's in place, it's not going to go away, short of bankruptcy or revolution or something. So we're going to have some kind of government-subsidized healthcare. So do we want to keep Obamacare, where we're wasting money, throwing good money after bad, with these enhanced subsidies, which are insane that people with $140,000 income are getting subsidies? I would like to be making $140,000, and I'll pay the subsidy if I get it, okay? But, if we're going to not just keep going along with the Obamacare that we didn't ever like, then we have to come up with an alternative. And that's where the Republicans have come up short.
I agree. The latest plan
with Cassidy and Trump, saying we'll put $1,000 in your health savings account every year, and that's going to take care of it. No, it isn't. It's going to be cute, but it isn't going to take care of it if you have a major medical crisis. So that's out. So I basically invented this thing. It took me about 4 or 5 hours, a little brainstorming with the AI about what does stuff cost and things like that. And basically, I call it primary and emergency medical access, PEMA. And the whole idea is, with Obamacare, most of the medical care you don't get until you reach your deductible. So in most cases, you don't get primary care. There's no like copay and get primary care. I signed up for those policies for my wife and young son, because I'm smart enough to know, hey, I'm not going to get anything back unless I get it up front with that, because these guys aren't going to get sick. So I've got, the $45, $50 copay for my family. Well, most plans, when you go and look at them, I got 37 you can sign up for in Montana. Most of them don't have that. You don't get any primary care up front unless you reach your deductible.
Yeah, most people probably don't even know that.
People aren't going to reach that.
Yeah, so
people aren't going to reach that deductible. So they're basically not going to go in for primary care, which primary care is what prevents major medical crisis. That's why you go in for that, doctor's visit to make sure I don't have cancer. My heart's okay. All the rest.
Yeah.
My plan is going to pay up front for primary care. I don't know. There'd probably be some limits. You'll have your annual wellness. You probably get like 3 sick calls a year where you get to come in, and above that, you're not going to get free stuff. And maybe there'll be a copay, whatever. But the primary care is going to be upfront. You're going to get some benefit. And then after that, the big, big, big change is the government is going to fund emergency care, okay? Instead of going straight to your insurance company, and then the insurance company is like, oh, my God, everybody's coming to us with these major medical crises. We got to raise our premiums. We got to raise our rates. Instead of that, the government's going to come in, and they're going to provide like a interim intermediary care for people who, you know, you have a heart attack and you know you're going to wind up having a bill of like $150,000 for the hospital time and everything else. Well, the government's going to come in. They're going to pay up front maybe $25,000 of that. And then it's going to get handed off to the insurance company. And so the insurance company is going to be better off because they're not paying right up front. So they're getting a little bit better benefit. So basically, they're going to sell you catastrophic care insurance, which is way cheaper than, you know, coverage of everything insurance. So there's going to be a benefit for the insurance companies. They're going to get, the government's going to pick up some of the payment early. There's going to be a benefit for the patients because they're going to get coverage right up front. They're not going to have to wait till a deductible is covered. And there's going to be benefit for the government because instead of sending $88 billion on these subsidies, they're going to actually be paying to help keep people healthy.
Yeah, there's
not
a difference.
Just for insurance.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be for actual medical care.
So what I love about this is I've talked about healthcare reform, literally, frankly, for decades. I had Claire McCaskill on when she was in the Senate talking about Obamacare. It's going to save all this money. Premiums are going to go down. I've talked to, you know, I was close with former Speaker Paul Ryan. We talked extensively about healthcare and Social Security reform and all these other things as well. I've never seen what you wrote out in this column that was put together, like you said, in 4 or 5 hours with so many specifics, because this plan actually has something to it, Frank, when you read it. Now, some people might hear what you said, though, and you address this in the column. You said, wait a second, doesn't that kind of sound like stuff that Democrats are pushing, like nationalized healthcare, single payer? But this is a little different than single payer, but the government is still involved.
The government is involved. They're going to be your friend providing you money in your wallet so you can afford healthcare. But they're not going to control the healthcare system. So you're not going to have the Canadian or UK situation where you have to wait months and months to get in, because it's still all going to be run by hospitals, by doctors, and insurance companies. Insurance companies already do a lot of like, oh, hey, a claim came in. How are we going to take it? Are we not going to? So they've got the bureaucracy already built in. Get the government out of it. And these insurance companies are going to figure out, you know, who's responsible for the payment. Is it the patient? Is it the government? Or is it us, the insurer? And they're going to take care of that. The only thing the government's going to need, they're going to get a bill from the insurance company and they're going to have to pay it. And there's got to be some kind of prevention of fraud. So they're going to have to make sure they've got those things in there.
Oh, good,
but
luck
it's,
with that,
it's
right?
Not going yeah. to be. Somebody wrote to me who is like an online blogger, and she said, I have accidentally reinvented French healthcare. I don't know yet. I haven't looked it up. But she said almost everything in there is what you get in France.
Okay.
So I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, check that out. But look, you have some ideas. And at the very least, we should be talking about these ideas, right? Republicans should be focusing on things that actually can help the American people instead of going back and forth here. And that's the challenge they're up against. Frank, you have a great Christmas. I'm out of time here. I have to get to one more segment. We'll talk after the first
Thank
of the year.
Thank you for calling.
All right, take care, man.
Bye.
I always appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.